Las Vegas Grand Prix upgrades heighten excitement. The excitement around the Las Vegas Grand Prix is building up as crews tirelessly work to bring the race circuit to life. Las Vegas Grand Prix readies for action. Paving operations are in full swing. The paddock is taking shape, and temporary structures are being erected along the race route. Event officials have revealed that the paving phase is anticipated to be completed by the end of September, marking a significant milestone in the race's preparations. Quote, "We're in the last part of our paving sequencing. It's the final race layer, which is the last inch and three quarters of dense paving." Terry Miller, representative from Miller Project Management. Miller grateful for commuters' understanding. He also expressed gratitude for the public's patience, acknowledging the disruptions caused by the construction activities. As the project nears its final stages, the construction team is transitioning to private land for the remaining paving on the paddock side. Miller emphasized the collaboration required due to concurrent projects in the region. Not every cone in the valley is F1's orange cone. There are a lot of projects that are happening in our valley. Public Works is doing a lot of summertime work, Miller stated. He appreciated the understanding of commuters and employees impacted by the circuit's development. Steve Hill, CEO and president of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, acknowledged the unique challenges of preparing for the Grand Prix. Quote, "It's the most difficult thing this city has ever done from an event standpoint, and it's because we have to create the venue while we are also putting on the event." Steve Hill, CEO and president of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Spectator upgrades and future vision. Temporary structures are also taking shape in various areas along the circuit. These structures, including grandstands near iconic land-based casinos like the Mirage and Bellagio, will enhance the spectator experience during the race. Terry Miller shared insights into the timeline of construction, noting that building activity will persist until the beginning of November. However, he assured that the dismantling process would commence shortly after the race, with the goal of completing it by the year's end. Miller further revealed a significant development for the future of the Las Vegas Grand Prix. "We are done with the paving of the track for approximately 6 years, maybe even longer than that," he announced, highlighting that only unforeseen utility issues could prompt additional paving work. Addressing rumors about potential fees for businesses to view the track, Steve Hill clarified that Formula One had no such plans. Hill expressed skepticism about the feasibility of such charges coming to fruition. Meanwhile, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority approved plans for Formula One to advertise along Las Vegas Boulevard during the race. This decision was made after amending existing regulations, which required an economic impact of at least $250 million for such advertising to be allowed. Hill assured that the economic impact of the Grand Prix was expected to exceed $1 billion. As negotiations between the Clark County Commission and Formula One officials continue, the path forward for potential funding and arrangements will be determined. The highly anticipated Las Vegas Grand Prix is set to kick off on November 16, culminating in the race on November 18. With the final touches being added to the circuit and the city abuzz with anticipation, racing enthusiasts and locals alike eagerly await the thrilling event that promises to make its mark on the racing world.